The automotive industry is being reshaped faster than ever before. Technology advancements are redefining transportation from what we know to ever more complex machines that are more sustainable, entertaining, and connected. To stay relevant in this fast-changing market, automakers must revisit how they approach all aspects of product design, development, and manufacturing. With significant investments in research and development for new technologies like vehicle electrification and autonomous driving, some automotive manufacturers have tried to carry on with traditional manufacturing processes and outmoded equipment. By continuing to do so, they jeopardize their very existence by risking production line disruptions, failed launches, cyber attacks, and penalties for non-compliance with increasingly strict regulations. So today we are back with Nan Kochhar, VP of Automotive and Transportation Industries at Siemens Digital Industry Software. We're going to dive into the challenges being created by the changing landscape in the automotive industry and the effect this is having in particular on manufacturing processes and facilities at the OEM and Tier 1 supplier level. We will also discuss how companies can deal with these challenges. So, Nand, welcome back to the Future Car Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. What an interesting topic we have today around smart manufacturing.
Yeah, Nand, I really couldn't agree more. So to get started today, I think I'm going to circle back to my introduction a little bit. The automotive industry is changing more rapidly than ever before. Can you tell us a little bit about the effect that has on the manufacturing?
Sure. If you look at today, the global automotive industry is going through many challenges, including a lot of supply chain disruptions. So as OEMs and the tier one suppliers, you must be able to relocate or duplicate production lines globally as regional politics and economies dictate. Now, to satisfy your customers, you're under pressure to continue to innovate and bring new features to market faster and always decreasing launch timeline. And the governments all over the globe are demanding compliance with stricter regulatory and sustainability requirements. In the midst of all these challenges, how will you protect your ability to execute a flawless launch, which is a key thing in manufacturing? Now, to be able to achieve that, we should use the data surrounding us, harnessing this information in a meaningful and intelligent way. When doing so, there are endless possibilities that will navigate us fast and flexibly to master all challenges through the data connectivity. So that is the kind of the bottom line, getting insights, actionable insights from all of the data we have around us.
So why, in your opinion, are traditional manufacturing processes not able to meet the demands and the business requirements of this next generation of automotive and transportation products?
So if you look at traditional manufacturing approaches, they are not able to leverage data in an intelligent way. Manufacturers are optimizing their processes, but not to the extent that they can withdraw the necessary insights from their plant to meet the challenges of today. Especially in today's market, this can jeopardize your business. For instance, potential product line disruptions, unanticipated breakdowns, maintenance delays, and quality issues can result in late deliveries, cost overruns, and failure to meet any of the financial metrics. Now, the lack of flexibility and resilience as a challenge, not being able to adapt quickly to the changes to the new requirements, or not being able to recover from unanticipated downtime or quickly change over from one product to another can definitely have an impact on the business operations. Then you look at the other aspect, which is the non-compliance to regulations and sustainability targets. The modern manufacturing environment is under an escalating number of regulatory mandates and requirements. This is further complicated by fines and penalties if you don't meet those requirements. And that's a huge challenge for whether it's a small business, a tier supplier, or a big OEMs. Now, you have, with all of the technology out there, risk of cyber attacks. So if you look at recent news highlights that the ransomware can shut down entire manufacturing ecosystem, resulting in a financial loss, intellectual technology leakage, and a reduction in customer confidence. So these are the huge challenges in today's world versus a traditional manufacturing. So overall, traditional manufacturing process is rapidly falling behind, which predisposes companies to loss of reputation, competitive position, and even business.
So those situations are really a danger to the company's position or reputation within the market. So why are automakers with traditional manufacturing processes struggling so much? Why are they constantly sort of occupied by solving issues and trying to prevent this manufacturing system from kind of falling behind?
Another good question. Now, to achieve a flawless launch, which we set as the goal, all of your engineering disciplines need to deliver designs that work perfectly. As mechanical, electrical, software, and controls teams have been working on optimizing their operations independently, they tend to operate in parallel. So in other words, say the traditional environments are still working in some kind of silos. That poses a huge challenge. So when commissioning a manufacturing line for the first time, then these individual silos discover that they don't work perfectly together. So having to fix unforeseen problems in this process means that your commissioning process takes longer than necessary, putting your launch at a risk. Now, when you have resolved the commissioning, you also realize that maintaining the line presents another set of challenges because you can't predict performance or the need for maintenance of these manufacturing lines. And of course, every line you build is in a greenfield. So you have to be able to design, build, commission, and maintain a line leveraging as much legacy equipment as you possibly can. So I think looking at the traditional OEMs, traditional process, it's not an easy task because you need to continue to run your operations while you're upgrading, so to say, with these new technological changes.
So then how will automakers handle all these new challenges while at the same time making sure they can still innovate with their products, meet their sustainability goals?
Yeah, again, to succeed, again, automakers, whether it's at OEM level or the tiers, must find keys to becoming more agile and resilient while managing increased complexity and evolving manufacturing facilities. So there's many changes going on. So agility becomes one of the key enablers. Now, what's needed for a truly flawless launch is to ensure that all of the engineering disciplines work together and your line is fully connected and communicates so that the actual line can predict behavior and, in ultimate case, manage itself. So you need to modernize your manufacturing process by connecting the data of all of the disciplines to the knowledge of your shop floor. So in other words, your product development and manufacturing needs to come together from a data standpoint. Now, monitoring performance and predicting operational issues in real time by using sensors and smart devices. You will have a complete loop of manufacturing communications. So in other words, you're connecting your manufacturing back through the smart devices on the manufacturing shop floor. You also need to leverage a virtual replication of your entire production line and the plan to eliminate the iterative element of physical commissioning. So in other words, digitalization or virtualization becomes an important enabler in order to make these changes.
It sounds like what you're saying is that through the use of data analytics and some of the insights you can pull from that, you'll be able to design, test, and optimize your entire production line before it's ever even physically built. Is that correct?
Exactly. So by modernizing your legacy equipment with intelligent technologies, you will receive actionable insights before physical commissioning. Now, you said data analytics, and analytics on top of data gives you those actionable insights. Now, that will accelerate the modernization of your plant in a brownfield case. The interconnection of all engineering disciplines in virtual commissioning will lead you to a flawless launch on time. A self-organizing plant will monitor machine performance and predict operational issues to drive continuous improvement of products and processes, enabling you to achieve line speed and throughput targets. So these are some of the things we have done, for example, in Siemens manufacturing plants for the operations, our own operations within Siemens, as an example.
How can automotive companies kind of get to what we're talking about? You know, how can they achieve this connected manufacturing design and operation
Well, good question again. Connectedness is the end result. So it starts at process planning. So connectedness, kind of, you could say it starts there. All disciplines build their plans leveraging the single collaboration backbone, making them accessible to each other and to downstream processes. This is the first step in building a virtual version of your line. Now, using the virtual representations of your work cells and lines that you developed in process planning, you can now simulate your production processes. Now, you can evaluate different line configurations and identify where upgrades are warranted based on the results coming from those simulations. Now, by implementing the automation logic and digital twin simulations to virtually commission your production line, you can ensure that your machines and cells work together as they should to produce high-quality parts at launch. So the data collected then becomes the backbone of the plant operation validations. Now that you have a real-time access to operational data insights, you can easily track and adjust the manufacturing environment as needed, because you can't predict what issues are going to come up, but having a virtual representation helps you to address those. The information feeds into the data backbone to create a closed loop of manufacturing feedback. So if you look at the production data being captured on the line, feeds through technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, to the simulation platforms, which enables you to predict maintenance, prevent quality failures, and initiate corrective actions through the entire production life cycles. So it becomes the entire closed loop with building all the technologies in there.
So I think, you know, manufacturers could, of course, try and tackle this on their own and try and build these systems on their own. But how can a technology partner support these companies as they make this transition?
Yeah, again, a strong technology partner such as Siemens can offer comprehensive software and digital solutions to help. For example, connect production machines and then leverage the gathered data on the back end. I already referred to, we do that in our own factories, manufacturing plants, as a Siemens organization. In addition to a robust portfolio of digital capabilities, a strong technology partner can provide consulting and engineering services to reduce the risk of digital transformation program, while also accelerating progress to key milestones. And finally, a strong partner should also be able to deploy technologies in various ways to support their customers. That means on-premise, in the cloud, or through a hybrid cloud approach as needed by individual programs. So in other words, we work with customers and we address what's needed for solving their problems or finding solutions to their needs rather than having the same technologies everywhere.
In a nutshell, I guess, what would be the three main objectives for automakers? What are the three main objectives in order to drive this change in their organization?
Well, start with the very basics. I said not everybody has an opportunity to work in a green field. So number one is make sure you rapidly update legacy equipment with intelligent technologies, right? Whether it's sensors or edge devices, that's a step one. It will allow you to receive actionable insights before of any of the physical commissioning so you can rapidly modernize your plant. Number two, develop a virtual representation of your line and establish interconnections of all engineering disciplines enabling virtual commissioning. So overall digital transformation journey becomes very, very important. Now make sure that once you have modernized your plant, you leverage production intelligence to the max. In doing so, you have created a self-organizing plant capable to monitor machine performance and predict operational issues to drive continuous improvement of products and processing, enabling you to achieve line speed and throughput targets. This is what enables a flawless launch. It accelerates startup time and meet production throughput targets.
So that's an excellent summary, Nand. Thank you so much for coming and sitting down to talk with me today. This has been really, really interesting. So thank you.
Again, my pleasure, Connor. Looking forward to talk to you again.